Oasis Audio presents Still Waiting by Anne Swindell. Read for you by the author. Foreword by my friend Jess Connolly. The other day, I had a breaking point about something. I realized I was being really selfish and silly, and I wasn't trusting God regarding a big old heart issue I was having. I cried, read a bunch of Bible verses, wrote in my journal, and Instagrammed about it. You know, vaguely enough so no one would know specifically about my busted heart issue. I woke up the next day with a subconscious belief that since I had repented and submitted, God was going to give me my way. But he didn't. In fact, that day, a little salt got into that tiny wound. The heart issue was exacerbated by circumstances totally out of my control. And you'd better believe I wanted to have a spiritual hissy fit, because I had prayed, I had humbled myself, and I had waited for a whole 18 hours for God to do his thing. The passage of scripture that's been messing with me the most lately is a really simple verse at the very beginning of Genesis 41. It's smack dab in the thick of Joseph's story of waiting. He has been unjustly imprisoned, and the guy who was supposed to help him out has totally forgotten about him. In Genesis 41:1, the Bible casually mentions, "When 2 full years had passed, ... Oh, just 2 years? No biggie. Joseph was just kicking it in jail for 2 years while life and love in the world passed him by. But I'm over here losing it over my 18 hours of pain and anguish." God's people are often called to be a waiting people, not because he is unkind or unloving, but rather the exact opposite. God's people are a waiting people because he is an on-time God, not an on-demand one. So it seems we've got to figure out this waiting thing in a holy and wholehearted way. We all know we live in a microwave culture, even a microwave Christian culture. We can get anything we want, and we can make anything happen. And if someone won't give us what we need, we'll get it from somewhere else. Cheaper, faster, and with free shipping, too. But the Lord has never, ever worked this way. And my friend Anne, she knows this. She has lived it. She is living it. She has lived his faithfulness, even when it feels like his favor is missing. She has longed to understand his heart, even when she hasn't seen his hand moving. She has grabbed hold of the fruit there is to find in waiting, the fullness of God and the strength of his spirit. A good leader goes first, and Anne hasn't just gone first into the tepid waters of waiting. She is also pushing us to receive grace by receiving it herself and telling her story with some brutally beautiful words. Really, she's telling our story, as we're all a part of this now and not yet waiting kingdom of God. Keep listening, friends. Be blessed, and dive into the grace that waits for you. Author's note. This book is not, ultimately, a record of my life, but a recollection of my journey. So for the sake of time and your sanity, there are places where I have collapsed or tweaked the timeline in order to save you from confusion and repetitive details. There are also places where I have changed the names of individuals in my story in order to protect them. But the people, events, and places in this book are all real and deeply meaningful to me. The life of the bleeding woman was real too, although scripture doesn't offer us much in the way of details. I've spent time in the stacks of libraries studying and researching and piecing together the facts that I could about her story, but not many exist. And so, while based on research, much of her narrative, which I offer as a fictional counterpart to my own, is conjecture. We don't know her age when she met Jesus, and we don't know why or how exactly she was bleeding. My assumptions in this book are broadly built on the study and suppositions of scholars who have steeped themselves in the realities of the first century. You will find references to many of these texts at the end of the book if you wish to learn more about her. Ultimately, my desire is that the story of the bleeding woman, along with my own journey, will point you to the truth and goodness of Christ Jesus. He is the reason I set out to write this book in the first place, and why I have a story to tell at all. Introduction. A woman acquainted with waiting. There was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his garment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?